This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Earth is a big place. Lots of wind blowing around the Earth, and there is occasionally a fire. Thus the name of the group, Earth, Wind, and Fire. But you didn't know that, did you, right? Doug Steffen is here to be clever and to also put you at ease. The world is still an okay place. North Korea is still there. And just so you know that things haven't changed that much, Kim Jong-un is still saying he's going to flatten the United States. That and other things are part of the discussion of the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of April 17th to the 21st. Reviewing them on Friday sometimes has relevance. I'll go through a couple of them here. Sports stuff, the usual sorts of things. I guess really when it gets right down to it, I said that I thought the number one item this week or close to the top of Bill O'Reilly and his exit from Fox News. That is number three. So let's spend a little bit more time on that, because with each passing day, there's more information. For example, the payout as he leaves Fox, it'll be in the tens to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 millions of dollars. O'Reilly let go this week, mounting pressure on the Fox people because of the sexual harassment allegations. I don't think they're allegations. I suppose, unless it goes to a court of law, can you say they're just allegations, even though they paid $13, $14 million? I understand the number is closer to $14 million, to those who have been sexually harassed by him at Fox. And there were numbers floating around. This is all the news media speculation as to how much he gets paid. Some say $14 million, some say $17 million, some say $25 million. So whatever his new contract is, that is, I believe it's 3 years, maybe 4 years, his lawyers will be working on getting the full payout, so close to $100 million a year. The yak is that he won't be paid the full amount. He was supposed to be on through the presidential election of 2020. So, in other words, there's a lot of money at stake with him being out. Cost Fox a lot of dough. But what's it going to cost them in the long run? I saw something interesting yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Its take. Now, the Wall Street Journal, remember, is owned by the same people that own Fox. So make no mistake about it. There is certainly an advantage to owning as much media, news media, as the, well, it isn't just media, it's movies and television production studios. And so it is, they own magazines and newspapers. So they are a multimedia company, not just a news media company, but a multimedia company. So anyway, the Fox, 20th Century Fox stock was only down 1% on the day it was announced that he was going to hit the road. $30.39. I'm not sure that this is a big, it's a blow to the people who like watching him, for sure. But his contribution, even though great at the network, not so great to the overall Fox operation. As a matter of fact, Fox's position appears to be impregnable. They are fully capable of getting past O'Reilly leaving. They've done well in the ratings, and they will continue. So they've had 61 consecutive quarters. They have been the first money, the number one cable news network as far as money is concerned. And, yeah, it's because of people like O'Reilly, but it's not just him. And the most serious blow that Fox took their stock was when Roger Ailes stepped down. There are a lot of people who thought, you know, that was, if they can withstand that with all the bad press that came out of it, they can certainly rebound. They are and they will. So O'Reilly was averaging 728,000 viewers a night before he left. Tucker Carlson, 689. Sean Hannity, 668. And it goes down from there. Rachel Maddow, who's the star of the MSNBC cable channel, 527,000 average viewers per night, just so you know. Anderson Cooper, 470,000 over on 300, on Anderson 360. It's very interesting. The only show, I think, that Fox, because I don't really watch Fox, and I don't mean that to sound arrogant, I just don't. I talk enough about what's going on in the world, I don't need to listen to him. Once in a while, I've caught him. He's interesting. I always found him interesting and entertaining, frankly, as a character. Anyway, they repeat his show, and it usually guarantees, let's see, the average last week he was on there, 435,000 viewers. So together, he's responsible for about 1.2 million viewers. And that's worth a lot of dough. But is he going to be missed? By some, yes. By others, no. I find it interesting. Gretchen Carlson was eager to weigh in on this. Another one of the Fox News folks who left. But she left because she wanted to. Well, she didn't leave because she wanted to. She got fired. But she got fired because she told Roger Ailes to stuff it when he appeared naked on the couch in his office when she walked in for a meeting. So that's the story. That's why she got an instant check of $20 million as soon as that became known. Let's not mess around with that. Anyway, she seems to be, she was interviewed, I think, yesterday or the day before, and said that she said, "I can't talk about the details of the case, but my goodness, I don't need to. The benefit for me is that I can be an advocate for the issue of women being harassed in the workplace." And she can, and she does, and she will, and she ought to. That's the way I see all of this. Has this thing been beaten around in the news media? Well, consider the news media. Think about who and what's the opposition to O'Reilly and the others that are at Fox comes from other companies that are happy. That are happy that there is a problem. You know, it's really kind of there's an obviousness to all of this. Rupert Murdoch, for his being the chief, stood behind Bill O'Reilly, but his two sons did not. Murdoch prizes loyalty and profits, both of which O'Reilly brought to him in droves. He doesn't like the politically correct mores of the news media world or the media world in general, even though he's probably the biggest single owner of any media company. He's proved time and time again that he is a pragmatist, and when his hand was forced in this circumstance, Roger Ailes, who was his close friend and figured into billions of dollars of profits for Murdoch's company, the News Corporation, when it looked like there was need for him to sign off, he signed off. And he also signed off on the deal to get rid of O'Reilly. So anyway, his sons were the ones who wanted to get rid of him. And by the way, Murdoch owns news media interests in almost every continent. Australia, which is where his company got started. He's an Australian by birth, an American by citizenship now. There are lots of Asian papers and television networks that he owns. Sky in Europe, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So anyway, there's no question that his sons had little taste for this. They knew it, and they convinced their father at the end that it was better for him to go. Putting Tucker Carlson at 9 o'clock, Well, he's done okay there. I don't care for him at all. That's, you know, I'm not their demo. There's nothing about that kid that does anything for me. I find him annoying, but that's me. And so, they made a business decision based on the fact that he had the second highest viewership in the most recent weeks, and they moved things around that way. The opinions that have been in some of the arrogant, people always accuse Bill O'Reilly of being arrogant. Well, the folks who didn't like him are pretty much the same bunch, they're cut out of the same cloth in terms of arrogance. And the New York Times investigation that brought out the Bill O'Reilly sexual harassment stuff, they didn't do that because they were looking for news. They did that because they don't like Bill O'Reilly and his point of view. And it's so clear. It's interesting that O'Reilly's ratings rose after the investigation of him. That is when it was known that sexual harassment was on the table with him. More people were watching him. I found, back in history, Cracker Barrel, remember they fired gay employees back in the 90s? And the number of people going to the restaurants rose in face of the protests. So it's hard to figure sometimes how Americans will react to things like this. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off an HP PC.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off an HP PC and boost your productivity with a dependable HP PC.
Ends 4/22/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
If your company depends on industrial machinery for metal or wood, you know how true the old expression is. You're only as good as your tools. That's why when we need new equipment for our production floor, we go straight to Bailey Industrial. Choosing Bailey's the best decision we ever made. Not only do you get superior machines for any size shop, you get the best technical service and support in the world. Quick delivery, A-plus on-site training. These guys go the extra mile. Ask anyone in the trade. Check out the best work. I bet you find Bailey's behind it. And unlike a lot of other companies, with Bailey, all the upgrades and extras come standard. With full warranty and unlimited tech support. No kidding. Unlimited. Day after day. Year after year. The best machines mean the best work. Working for us, it's paying off big time.
Check out Bailey Industrial today. Sign up for a free catalog and start working with the best. Call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com. That's BAILEIGH.com. Bailey.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Beans. self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Put on me, I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
All right. 23 and change at the hour. Music portion of this hour starts with the music of Drake. Apparently, well, this is a hypothetical situation, Victoria. If you were to rob Drake's house, what would you take first? His wardrobe, designer wardrobe? Maybe his diamond chains? What would you take?
He's got a lot of bling, so I'd say maybe some jewelry, because it's worth a lot of money.
24-year-old woman was caught breaking into his house, burglarizing his refrigerator, took $10 worth of soda. Somebody that was in Drake's crew walked into the house, found a woman in one of the bedrooms wearing one of his hoodies. So the police were called. The woman told them she had permission to enter the house. Of course, she didn't. And she confessed to pilfering Pepsi, Sprite, and Fiji water from his refrigerator.
Hey, where else are you going to get soda besides the Drake's house?
I know, right?
You obviously can't get that at the grocery store.
Drake wasn't home at the time. Police say it's unclear how the woman got inside the house or how long she was there. But no signs of forced entry. I'm thinking this is somebody who may have been a little hoochie-cooing with him and wanted to go back for another round.
For maybe. Souvenir?
Or he could have accidentally left a door unlocked. I know that happens sometimes.
$100,000 in jewelry in the house. Just a couple of sodas.
And now she's charged with felony burglary, which is a crazy thing to risk over soda.
Pretty silly stuff. All right, let's get to this three-part documentary series featuring Jack White, Robert Redford, and T-Bone Burnett. Wow, what a combo that is.
I'm so excited for this.
This is very interesting. On PBS next month, has a new trailer. So the documentary is narrated by Robert Redford, focuses on the music and the musicians in the 20s and the origins of recorded music. Remember, this is all the recording industry started in the late 20s. RCA Victor was formed in 1928 or 29. First commercial radio station was on the air in 29, KDKA in Pittsburgh. And I want to say the first commercial radio was sold in late 1928. Anyway,
And these were a lot of blues artists back then. Yeah. I think, Kara, do we have a bit of that trailer?
Bend your body.
Yeah, so is this the kind of music that's going to be featured in it? It sounds really cool.
This is what was recorded,
Don't get drunk. The roots of American music, gospel music.
Bring your money.
That's what this really is all about. It was very prominent at that time. So, the narration in the documentary will be accompanied by an American Epic Session, which is a feature film which goes through all of the modern-day musicians that were recorded on the equipment in the 20s. So that would be so. Really, what it is taking music from some of the popular singers of today: Elton John, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Alabama Shakes, and using, or I guess this theorizing what it would sound like for your ears if it were recorded on the early equipment. Is that it?
Basically? Yeah, they actually used 1920s equipment, so it's going to be so interesting to hear someone like Elton John, you know, recorded on 1920s instruments. It's a really unique idea. This is so Jack White. He's so into American history through music. I mean, this is, and so is Robert Redford, so I think this is just going to be a really amazing
thing.
So
this is a 100-song box set that they recorded with all these guys? Good God, how much is it going to cost?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Wow. When is it going to be out?
Sometime next month. They haven't announced the date yet. It's on PBS.
You should wait, and what they ought to do. It comes out on PBS, but when does the box set come out?
I think around the same time.
They should, if they're smart, they'd wait until like November to do that and then sell a ton of them at Christmas time. Anyway, that's the story. That's a good story, frankly. Interesting music story. 28 after the hour here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back into the groove here on Friday, the 21st of April. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of April as the clock ticks and the calendar moves. The charts for the week of April 17th to 21st from Talkers Magazine on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going to go through a number. It's like being in politics, where they have cleanup bills. We have some cleanup stories and information and a few things that I think are worthy of our time. As I look at the list here of things that have been on people's minds, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, one of the things happening late in the week, General Motors, one of our, I think Americans are proud of GM, don't you think? We, in a sense, became government Motors for a while because of management, but back on its feet and doing well. They say the Venezuelan government has illegally seized one of its factories, so they're out of there.
General Motors is stopping production in Venezuela after authorities seized its factory. GM said Venezuelan authorities unexpectedly seized the company's factory in the city of Valencia. Vehicles and other assets were also confiscated, causing irreparable damage. GM says it was an illegal judicial seizure of its assets. A local media outlet reports a court in the state of Zulia issued the shutdown. The Detroit-based company is the leading automaker in Venezuela and employed roughly 2,700 people at the plant. GM isn't the only company affected by Venezuela's deteriorating economy. Oil makes up 95% of Venezuela's economy, and since 2014, falling global oil prices have caused massive food shortages and hyperinflation. Other companies, including Bridgestone and Ford Motor Company, were forced to stop or reduce production. And last year, Coca-Cola halted production because there wasn't enough sugar in the country to make soda. Venezuelan authorities have seized a company's facilities before. In 2014, two Clorox factories were temporarily seized. GM said it strongly rejects the seizure of its plant and will vigorously take all legal actions within and outside of Venezuela to defend its rights.
How badly run does your country have to be if the number one export is oil and you're bankrupt? How badly run is that country? And why would we want to be? Yeah, okay, so it's a market, but if the market's falling apart, they're probably just happy. I would be if it were my business. I wouldn't want to be there. I don't know, there's a tone set by the Venezuelans in the last 20, 25 years that's pretty yucky. Speaking of oil, the Russians are coming, or are they? The question this week hasn't been about oil or politics, but it has been about a Russian mole that may be inside the NSA or the CIA or both, according to something that became public that the government didn't really want to have become public, it would seem. There's a mole hunt going on. This is a good movie. The Russian heavy-handedness of this week, the bombers buzzing the Alaska coast. I think it was yesterday that I explained there's only about 60 miles between our border at the end of the Bering Sea, the Bering Straits, all the islands that are there, and the northern and easternmost part of Siberia. So, and they've got a new base up there. The Russians are flying around just to see if they can, they just want to play. It's playtime. So, the Putin message this week is maybe not so subtle, but it's aimed at trying to distract from these hackers, these moles, that are in, and apparently the worry here is that the reason that the NSA has been hacked and the CIA has been hacked is because there's somebody inside making it easier for them to do it. So it'll be interesting to see where all that shakes out. The question, is there a Russian mole inside the American government? You know as well as that. We've probably got moles inside. For all I know, it wouldn't surprise me that Edward Snowden was actually working for the American government. Would that surprise you? To learn that? That Snowden was a U.S. agent in disguise? Wouldn't surprise me. All right, next item of interest here. The Berkeley University folks have announced that they will not allow Ann Coulter to come and to speak. She was supposed to have a Berkeley appearance. Here's the story behind that story.
The University of California at Berkeley has canceled a speech by conservative pundit Ann Coulter. The school is worried about violent protests. Berkeley made national news in February and again on Saturday when far-right and far-left demonstrators clashed in physical confrontations that led to several arrests. But Berkeley isn't the only university struggling with free speech and its potential risks. A federal judge recently overruled Auburn University's cancellation of a speech by Richard Spencer, an avowed white nationalist. Spencer gave his speech at Auburn on Tuesday. Three people were arrested, but protests remained peaceful. Students organized an outdoor concert in protest with the hashtag Auburn Unite. Back in Berkeley, Coulter says she still plans to host her event, which the school says was organized by a student group without prior approval.
Ah, ooh. Whatever happened to secondary pleasures at college? The bastion of open-minded thought. You're supposed to go to college and be exposed to all kinds of things, right? Isn't that what college is all about? Let me back up just a little bit to the Russians for a second, because ExxonMobil is trying to get around the sanctions on Russia in order to drill for oil in the Black Sea. And there was a deal that actually our present Secretary of State crafted with the Russians back in 2011 to explore the Black Sea and the Arctic Sea. And then when the Russians went into Crimea in Ukraine in 2014, the Obama administration got angry and said, you can't have our deal with ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil can't do business. No American company will do business with the Russians. So that stopped that. But now, apparently, the Treasury Department has granted Exxon an extension so it could go up and finish their research and their drilling and bring out the oil that's in or under the Black Sea. 30 billion barrels of oil. You don't think that's an incentive to get things going? Speaking of the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson this week lashing out at Iran for what he described as alarming ongoing provocations aimed at destabilizing the Middle East. Duh. What do you think? They've been good little girls and boys there? Yeah. A comprehensive Iran policy requires, he said, that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it's clear there are plenty of them. According to Tillerson, the nuclear agreement focuses too narrowly and there's a Freudian slip, because it is. There's a lot of fakerism going on there. He said, quote, we have to look at Iran in a very comprehensive way in terms of the threat it poses in all regions of the Middle East and, in fact, in the world. He criticized the agreement, saying it represents the same failed approach of the past that brought us to the current threat that we face from North Korea. You know, there's something to what he's saying, actually. There is something to that. We have a deal we've had a lot of these deals to make things easier to get along with North Korea, and they ignore them. All right, let's get through this quickly. The last bit of fast news from Europe focuses on Prime Minister Theresa May in England calling an early general election this week.
British Prime Minister Theresa May wants an early general election, and it's because of Brexit.
At this moment of enormous national significance, there should be unity here in Westminster. But instead, there is division. The country is coming together, but Westminster is not.
May is a member of the Conservative Party. On Tuesday, she accused the opposition of political game playing, saying they are fighting the Brexit negotiations with the European Union. The Conservatives currently hold a slim majority in Parliament's House of Commons, with 330 of 650 total seats. But May wants that majority to be stronger, so she announced the new general election will be held June 8th. The next election was originally scheduled for 2020. In response to the news, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said he welcomed the decision, but First Minister of Scotland Nicola Sturgeon claimed May was once again putting the interests of her party ahead of those of the country. Two-thirds of Parliament must approve the early election.
By the way, one other focus on the Middle East. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says this week it has found incontrovertible evidence that the chemical attack in Syria included sarin nerve gas. 89 people were killed, mostly children, and they've said that phony baloney BSer Al-Assad says, oh, we didn't do that. The Americans did it. It's their fault. Yeah, right. Okay, some American items of interest to clean up that are connected to the talkers charts in a moment here on Good Day, 44 after the hour.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
All right, what we have time for here, a couple of items regarding the Attorney General Jeff Sessions from this past week. He's vowed to devastate the Central American gang MS-13, as this story would suggest.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has painted himself as tough on crime, specifically drug use and illegal immigration. Now, he's going after a criminal organization involved in both. They're known as MS-13, an El Salvadoran gang that the U.S. Department of Justice says has more than 10,000 members active in at least 40 states and Washington, D.C. In a meeting with representatives of law enforcement and government agencies, Sessions claimed gangs like MS-13 are one of the biggest threats facing the U.S. In order to stop MS-13, Sessions calls for increased border security and immigration enforcement. That pairs with the Attorney General's call for more proactive policing. In an op-ed for USA Today, Sessions connected a decrease in arrest rates in cities like Chicago and Baltimore with more violent crime.
All right. And also, the Attorney General has had a back and forth with people in Hawaii since he referred to the judge, Derek Watson, who's the presiding judge in Honolulu that ruled against the Trump administration's revised travel ban, as someone from an island in the Pacific. Whatever that means. Apparently, there's been a lot of frustration because, in this circumstance, Hawaii was built on the strength of diversity. There are a lot of interesting characters. The two senators there have taken Sessions to task. Okay, so it's another controversy, right? As we end the week, 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
My name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Here we are at 53 past the hour now. Time for a visit from Uri Geller, who is one of my pals and someone who's known around the world as a motivator, an excellent person to talk to when you're feeling down in the dumps. Matter of fact, there's a lot of focus right now on people trying to figure out what they're going to do for their summer vacations. And there's a case being made here by a lot of people in America, and I wonder if it isn't the case elsewhere. This is the information I have for Americans. If you're interested, there is a course at Thomas Jefferson University that will focus on a week-long spiritual retreat. So this is, and by the way, one of the things really that I find interesting in their sales kit for this Uri is that they claim that going on a retreat, a spiritual retreat, is a very good thing. It will show measurable changes in the dopamine and serotonin level in your brain. So improvements in physical health and mental health. What about a spiritual retreat? Have you ever been on one of those cruises or in one of those circumstances where...
Okay, Dougie, I myself, I've never been on a spiritual retreat, but I've entertained people who are actually in this business. For instance, a few weeks ago, Deepak Chopra came over to Israel with a group of very interesting individuals who are, if you look at their backgrounds and their CVs, they're all CEOs, extremely wealthy people who fly around the world with private jets and so on. And I was amazed that 4,000 Israelis came to hear Deepak Chopra speak. Of course, it's all to do with spirituality, mind power, positive thinking, motivation, inspiration, and so on. And Dougie, there's no doubt in my mind, and I think that the sales speech of these type of companies that say that serotonin and hormonal changes happen in your mind when you do such a retreat, I believe that is true, because if you become positive and you become motivated to be successful after you hear, say, a lecture, there's the definite physical change, not only spiritual, but physical change in your brain, in your mind. Let's take, for instance, the example of why do football teams, whether it's soccer or American football or basketball teams, win more at home than away? Simply, and the rules are the same, the lines are the same size, the pitch is identical to all the other pitches in the United States. And the difference is that you've got more fans cheering for you. There is an energy in the air, and the players feel that energy. What that does, it kicks in the adrenaline in their body, and they score more goals, sink in more, baskets and so on. So, yeah, it's a positive thing, except if the ticket is like $5,000, that's a negative. I'm against those tremendously expensive spiritual camps. You know, Anthony Robbins, I love Anthony Robbins simply because he makes $60 million a year. You know, this is my opinion. But he is delivering a very powerful message, and he is changing the lives of people. So in a nutshell, yes, it's positive, but watch your wallet.
Yeah, that's an excellent way of, what a wonderful way of summarizing it. But there are some of these things that are good. So you just have to kind of take Uri's, use the guide that Uri has just suggested. Look for something. I went on a spiritual retreat last year to England, and it was fabulous. It was a week with the number of people, 14 altogether, and it felt good for me, because I believe in these sorts of things, to go down that street. And so a lot of people, they need something. People are looking for something. They want something else. They want to have more into their life than just going to work and coming home and having dinner and watching television and maybe going to a sports event on the weekend. People are searching for more. There's so many questions about what's going on in life that it's very, it's, it is, it's a, I think it's a fabulous way, frankly, to open up your mind. And yeah, I felt much better when I came back from the retreat. The first time I'd taken a vacation for 30 years, I think it was. By the way, Uri is prominent in a book called Phenomenon, written by a lady named Annie Jacobson. If you want to know about who is on the roster of people who have worked for the United States government as spies, you'd be interested in reading this book by Annie Jacobson called Phenomenon. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.